Help is here. Merlin the Magician, otherwise known as Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
My magic wand is...
He's got his magic wand, and he's ready to wave it over whatever your problem is, see if he can help you out a little bit. 888-553-7536, the Good Day Health Weekend Newsletter. What's the highlight this week? Or highlight, sometimes. You put a lot of effort into this, I know, and I want people to understand how good it is and how easy it is to get, in fact.
This email newsletter this week really took it all out of us to do. We are so proud of it. It's volume 2 about the heart. There was so much new information in the last 3 months. We couldn't get it all out. Another 6 pages of written material up to the moment in the medical journals in the past 3 months about your heart, how to prevent issues, how to diagnose, treat, the latest evidence-based information. Easy to read. You'll enjoy this. I promise you, you won't find this anywhere else. And the amazing thing is it's still free.
Free. So you go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. You'll see Dr. Ken's picture. At the Doug Steffen website, you can see Ken's picture in both contributor box and co-host box. Click on that. Goes to the place where you just put your email address in, and every week you get, without charge, nobody's going to try to sell you anything, this service that Ken edits and puts together. A lot of important information. Sign up for it. Get it every Friday. 888-553-7536. All kinds of ways to be of service to you. Here is Michael in Johnson City, Tennessee, with an important question for Dr. Ken. Please, Michael, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have a hypothyroid, and they currently have me on the 0.125
hyper milligrams.
Hypo.
So
H-I-P-O.
So you're on, you have, when you do your blood test, you don't have enough thyroid, and you need replacement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And do we know why you have a low thyroid level?
No, they haven't really mentioned it. I currently see a doctor at the VA. I'm a veteran.
Yes.
And they just did the blood work because I was always tired, and they did the blood work, and that's when they came up showing that I had a hypothyroid. Now, I am I'm about 6 foot tall and weigh 240, so I am a little bit overweight.
You're about 60 pounds overweight.
Well,
yeah.
There are a number of reasons why you can get a low thyroid. Just to back it up a second, Michael, thyroid hormone is very important. It's the gland on the top of the neck. You lie on your back, you put your finger on your Adam's apple, and that's where your thyroid gland sits. It's important for controlling the metabolism of the body. I call it the boiler of the body. It'll make you feel too hot or too cold. It'll make your heart rate go too fast or too low. This is depending on whether the levels are too high or too low. And if your levels are too high or too low, it can make you lose weight or be obese. I would not recommend taking thyroid to lose weight because you can do harm to your heart, serious harm. And it's very easy to diagnose whether you're too high or too low, usually by just a simple blood test. And if you are too low, I strongly urge you to take replacement. Because if not, you can do very serious harm to yourself. I've seen people come close to near death because of too low of a thyroid. And there are treatments that are out there. Synthroid is what we usually treat people with. And my opinion is that that's the best way to replace it. It's called levothyroid. Levothyroxine, it goes by all these same names, or Synthroid. It's a synthetic thyroid hormone. And this is what most doctors will initially recommend. And most patients tolerate this pretty well once we get to the right dosage. And it's a relatively easy thing compared to some of the other things in medicine we have to treat. There are often the stragglers, the very difficult patient to get regulated. We all have them, but usually this is one of the more, I find this to be usually one of the easier problems that I have to solve for my patients. There are some, there is an alternative option, and this is where it gets a little dicey, this natural extract containing thyroid. It's derived from the thyroid gland of pigs. It's available. It's out there. It's not regulated by Doug's favorite organization in the government, the FDA, so that the potency and the purity is not guaranteed. But this is another option. Most doctors, as their first choice, do not recommend the pig extract. They recommend actually the synthetic form.
All right.
Okay, that's what they have me on right now. So
you're on Synthroid, I would imagine.
The generic version of the
roxy. L-thyroxin.
Right.
And why are you even questioning this? Are you getting good levels? Your TSH, your free T4, are you feeling well?
They've been working on it for about 2 years now, and they're constantly bumping it up, and they can't seem to find the right level. And I just didn't know if there was a better alternative.
Is an endocrinologist, if you're having trouble with this, I hope a specialist, an endocrinologist, is involved?
Yes, sir.
And the endocrinologist is having trouble?
Yes, sir.
Do they know why?
They just say they have to get the levels down to where they want it, and they're
getting
closer.
How long have they been trying?
About 2 years, because
I would ask for a different endocrinologist. That's a little unusual.
Okay.
Something doesn't compute.
Okay.
All right. There you go, Michael. Help yourself to a little more work there. As a study out this week that you write about, or you have watched, Ken, about if you're watching your protein, it might be the way to weight control. Low protein diets lead to overeating, thus more weight. That's a study that I thought was interesting, because everybody's all concerned about their weight, and we hear these things about protein. Everybody's got to have protein. The more exercise you're doing, whatever it is, you need protein. So how does this all add up?
Well, everybody's trying to lose weight, and protein is usually the most expensive of the food groups, and people will often on their own just cut out the protein. But the news this week is that low-protein diets may lead to overeating. So I would be very cautious about cutting your diet under 15% protein, and make sure that you eat a diet that is at least 15%, and maybe even higher. 25% may keep you from being hungry.
All right, you want me to sing?
Protein in the morning.
That's not bad. That's good. Protein in the morning, protein in the evening, protein at supper time. No, I was thinking of something that you also highlighted this week. When the money goes down, 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 the drinking goes up, up, up. There's a study that suggests, I don't know that you got to do a lot of heavy lifting to figure this out. People that are depressed, they eat more, they drink more, do bad things, right, when you're depressed?
Yeah, this was a study that I think is predictable.
Yeah.
That when the economy is bad, people are drinking more. Just be aware of it, because you don't want to overdo it, and sometimes just an awareness of this may help you do the right thing.
888-553-7536. The right thing is, if you have a question, you call Dr. Ken now.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children. On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
half a mint, and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
Sometimes it's good to be chubby, like when it's Clinique bonus time at Macy's. Right now, a Clinique Chubby Stick is yours free with any purchase of $21.50 or more. It's the moisturizing lip balm everyone wants. Pick strawberry or melon. Each mouthwatering color comes with a sleek eyeshadow quad to match. In all, you'll take home $60 worth of our favorites free with any Clinique purchase of $21.50 or more. Don't miss Clinique Bonus at Macy's. It couldn't be sweeter. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
888-553-7536. May I make a quick plug for a book that you would like, Ken, if you didn't hear me talking to this fellow this week? I had, during the Good Day Weekday program, Joel Salatin, who's written a book called Folks, This Ain't Normal. And what he discusses as a farmer, it's on the New York Times bestseller list, by the way. This guy is profiled in any number of movies like Food, Inc. and Omnivore's Dilemma. He talks about food and the things that we've been talking about here even this morning. Wholesome, naturally raised, locally procured, prepared well food is the best way to keep yourself healthy without having to use vitamins and minerals and supplements for the most part. And that's what this book is all about. And he has all kinds of evidence in here, put together all kinds of info. Folks,
if I may help people understand why this is, because it took me a bit of a while, maybe I'm just slower to understand, but the reason why this is so important is because with food, the quicker you get it in your body from the time that it came from the field, the better it is for you. And that's why the local food is so important.
Yeah. 888-553-7536. Ron's in Mount Vernon, Ohio, one of my favorite places, WMBO. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up with you?
Well, I talked with you about 5 years ago. I had a doctor that did a hip replacement on me, severed my femoral artery almost.
Good God, we've been doing this program that long, Ken?
We have. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I think 5 years and 3 days you've been doing it.
We have a fan here.
All right, go ahead, sir. What's the question?
Anyway, since he's done that to me, I ended up having to have my leg amputated. And then... afterwards, I think it started a little bit before that. And, you know, I've been dealing with depression quite a bit because I got a little girl now. She's 9.
All right, so we need to get, in the interest of time, Ron, what are you questioning?
I need to know, my testosterone level is 50, and I guess it's supposed to be like 300 or something.
In the mid-200s.
Okay. Well,
depending on the lab
out,
you go to.
I started out because it was cheaper to get that shot for, and all that is, that's horse urine, and I heard that it doesn't build your testosterone that good. So I went with the Androgel. Is there something natural that I could help get this, because it's not coming up good at all?
Are you working with let's talk a little bit about testosterone.
Okay.
Because a lot of guys are thinking about it. People are interested in it because of the possibilities that it can keep you younger and it can help you perform sexually. But there are some problems with it, and maybe when we come around, we can get more into it because we don't have time to really answer this as well as we would like.
All right, so hold on a second. 888-553-7536, but it is an underscore. Please get to your question as quickly as you can so we can help as many people as possible during this program. 888-55-DR-KEN is the number.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning. E-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
We're at 23 minutes after the hour on the Good Day Weekend program. Can I just throw in anecdotally something that has nothing to do with medicine, really, but yet it might have a lot to do with our own mental health? You know, the Gap, which owns Old Navy and the Banana Republic stores, I'm sure your daughter and your wife love going into any, if not all of them. They're going to close stores in our country and open up stores in China. And when you see that, you wonder, okay, where are we all going here? And what it does is bring me around to asking about, in terms of medicine, what we can't get in America that some of us may want to get. Do we go to China to get it? Do we go to Mexico to get it? Do we go to Canada to get it? Do we go to Europe to get it? In some circumstances, there have been some pretty silly things that have not been allowed in our country. And we can argue about whether it's the FDA being controlled by the big drug companies or however that happens. But now, more than ever, Ken, people who are frustrated with our whole system of medicine are going elsewhere. And I wonder what sort of danger, if any, does that pose? What sort of problems does it pose? Because if you have countries have different regulations and stuff, how do you know if you're protected? What kind of research do people do? You know, people who are desperate will do almost anything.
Yes, this is becoming a huge industry of medical tourists.
Yeah, and medical tourism, yeah.
Exactly. And I have seen too many patients come back very unhappy, scarred. It's especially popular for plastic surgery around in the Central America area, South America, people going and getting things done on the cheap. I would not recommend medical tourism to my patients.
One of the things about plastic surgery, you really do get what you pay for in that circumstance. Okay.
I've had one patient really hacked up. I don't know how to be any more blunt.
Yeah. All right, back to Ron, who has this testosterone question that we need to delve into a little bit more, Ken.
This is a really big, troubling, difficult area to talk about, Ron. Whether as you age, you should be taking testosterone, because this is one of these things where the bottom line is we don't have enough good information. Testosterone, it's a hormone produced primarily in the testes. And as a youngster, if your gonads are not developing, there's no question you need to work with an endocrinologist, a specialist in this area, and get testosterone. But the problem is as we all of us age, typically beginning at age 30, our levels will go down. And it'll have an effect on our sexual function, our sleeping pattern. It creates physical changes. It creates emotional changes. And if you measure blood levels, you'll start seeing low levels. And I'm not sure whether this is a solution without a problem or whether we should really be doing this. No one knows the answer, because testosterone, although it can have some good effects as you age, it can have some ill effects. It can contribute to sleep apnea. It can cause your body to make too many red blood cells. We call this polycythemia. It can cause acne or skin reactions. It can stimulate non-cancerous growths in the prostate, what we call benign prostatic hyperplasia, and actually maybe even stimulate growths of existing prostate cancer. We often talk about many prostate cancers not needing treatment because we outlive them. They're so slowly growing. Taking a supplement of testosterone may make these things grow quicker and get us. Other problems with testosterone replacement, it can enlarge your breasts, and it can also limit sperm production or cause testicle shrinkage, actually. So this is a very difficult question to answer. It's the yin-yang of medicine, and there's no one-size-fits-all. You need to make these decisions on an individual basis with a doctor who's very experienced about treating this kind of problem, and realize that there are issues. Even it can, if there's heart disease, it can make that worse. It can accelerate it. But again, I know a lot of guys your age, and I mean that politely, Ron, who are not feeling as well as they should, and they have low testosterone levels, and they take it, and they're feeling much younger. So just go down this road cautiously and realize that we may find out in 10 to 30 years that there are a lot of dangers to it we don't even understand. But, again, life may not be worth living if you're feeling lousy and you have very low levels.
What is that? I missed the beginning of this. Have you had a test? You took it because...
He has a very low level.
Low level. So is it? You're taking pills? Are you taking gels? What are you using?
Well, I started out taking that shot because it was cheaper. I've been disabled for the last 9 years.
Yeah.
First from cancer, then from...
I remember you told us that.
So I started out taking the shot, but then I checked into it, and the shot is derived from horse urine. And I decided that, because it says that, it doesn't build you up that good, or it doesn't stay with you, I guess. I mean, I guess it'll build your testosterone count up some, but it won't stay with you. That's why I went to the androgel.
Yeah, all right. That's a tough call for that circumstance anyway. All right, sir, thank you. Hopefully we were helpful. More calls to help you out in the next half hour of Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, 888-55 Dr. Ken.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
3 minutes after the hour, and you're listening to the continuing coverage. This sounds like a news broadcast. Continuing coverage of hot medical news this weekend. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert. I take a shot at it once in a while because I have practical knowledge and expertise. I'm a curious sort. I'm interested in my own health and well-being, so that's why I kind of go down that street. Ken has helped me wonderfully on the personal side as well as understanding a lot of these things from the more traditional side. As we look around for things that are important for you to know, oftentimes the information seems like it's bad news. Like here's the story about heart disease, prostate cancer, problems in your brain. So every once in a while when there's good news, it's kind of nice to report on it. One of the good stories this week, Ken, is how, although we know exercise is good for us. I met with a couple of women on the farm this week who are going to start a, what do they call it? It's a boot camp. They're going to bring people to the farm every morning and every afternoon before they go to work and after they go to work. It's an hour of exercise. These two women are tough cookies. I mean, they're really into it. And they've got a whole group of followers, and they wanted a place to go. And I said, yeah, come to the farm, and I may join you myself if I have time. But what it tells us is more and more people are seeing the benefits of exercise, and we see that it has a really positive effect on those who suffer from tough stuff like migraines.
Well, your group may have less migraines and an earlier menopause. Interesting article. This is great hope, great news out of Cephalalgia this week, Doug, that regular aerobic exercising work just as well as relaxation therapy or the antiepileptic drug topiramate in preventing migraine headaches. Aerobic exercise are things like walking, running, swimming, jogging, biking, rowing. And if you're going to get into an exercise program, and if you haven't been in one in the past, please talk to your doctor because I can't afford to lose a single listener.
All right. Next item that's good has to do with the exercise as well. You mentioned menopause. I guess my question would be, why is it good for women to hit menopause earlier?
Well, I don't know if it is, but there are good and bad things about this. Out of the medical journal Menopause this week, women who spend a lot of time exercising or eat a heart-healthy diet, they appear to reach menopause earlier. They tracked 3,100 premenopausal women over 10 years, Doug, and those who exercised the most, about 8 to 10 hours a week, they were 17% more likely to start menopause during the study than their sedentary peers. And similarly, women who ate the most polyunsaturated fats, these are found in many fish and vegetable oils, they were 15% more likely to reach menopause than those who got the least of these polyunsaturated fats. It seems that physical activity lowers estrogen levels, and that may be why it's linked to early onset of menopause. And it may have some benefits because some of these hormones, especially estrogen, may stimulate some of the cancers like breast, uterine cancer that women see later in life.
Chocolate lovers, good news for you again this week.
More good news about chocolate out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, of all places. Eating chocolate, it's been linked, Doug, to lower blood pressure in the past, reduced risk of heart disease, and now this latest study, a lower risk of stroke in women. The more chocolate the women indulged in, the lower their risk of stroke. But eating between 1 and 2 chocolate bars a week, they enjoyed a 20% lower risk of stroke than those who ate the least. And this is important to just get to the threshold level, because too much, and it should be dark chocolate, can put on a lot of saturated fat into your body and a lot of calories.
A Three Musketeers bar is good for you. It's healthy food.
All in moderation.
All right. And then the diet stuff, pretty much underscoring what we've been talking about off and on all morning. Healthy diets, you are going to have all kinds of benefits, and this is almost a duh.
Well, it's not so much a duh. The duh is, we know if you eat a healthy diet, you'll be healthier. But what is not so much a duh is, many of us think we're suddenly the victim when we're born with, out of our control, the risk of heart disease because it's in our genes and there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
But this is fascinating in PLOS Medicine this week, that a healthy diet may offset bad genes for heart disease. And so fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, nuts, fish, and the lean meats like turkey. This can all help you overcome bad genes, a bad family history for heart disease. So there is hope.
888-553-7536. Colleen or Colleen? How do you pronounce it?
Oh, it's Colleen. I spoke to you last week. You should remember.
Oh, good God. How could I forget? All right, what's
up? I just wanted to ask you that it almost appears that if you're not taking a probiotic today, you're not doing something good. I just want to see how you feel as far as taking a probiotic and supplementation.
I love probiotics. These are the healthy bacteria, the good bacteria that your intestines need, where two-thirds of your immune system resides. It's the building block of having an effective, good immune system. We love probiotics. I take them myself.
Lisa's in Shelby, Alabama. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on next with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Lisa. Right. How are things in Alabama?
They're pretty good right now.
Good.
How about with you? How are things with you?
That's not so good.
What's up?
About 10 years ago, I had gastric bypass surgery, and I'm beginning to think it was a real mistake. My blood levels are consistently low in almost everything except for my B vitamins, and no matter
you're just
what
not
I
you're not absorbing?
Correct. I'm not absorbing. I'm not absorbing from food and any supplement that I take. If it's not absorbed within about 15 minutes, doesn't break down in about 15 minutes, I don't get it.
Okay, Lisa, this is a challenging issue. It's one of the issues that needs to be understood. I'm glad you're bringing it up for anyone who's considering gastric bypass. There is, since this is a common issue, in fact, doctors call it the gastric bypass diet. What do you eat after surgery? What you need, I hope you've already done, if you haven't, you need a dietitian who specializes in this area. I don't have the time to do it because it takes a while to go over the diet details of everything you need to eat. Often we'll put you through phases, the phase 1, 2, and so on. And it really takes an extensive amount of time to work you through the various phases to help you return to normal, and it's way beyond the scope of this show, but a good dietitian who specializes, not any dietitian can do this, but a dietitian who specializes in the gastric bypass meal can help you deal with this, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Nice to hear from you. 888-553-7536. Quickie, I was actually going to do a quickie quiz, but I'll lay this on you. The state of America's mental health and how the states, interestingly enough, vary. Which state would you think would have the most problems with mental health and the least problems? Just out of curiosity, Ken.
Which would have the most
Which of our states, of our 50 states, has more people in treatment for some kind of mental disorder than any other state?
I would not be I'm going to guess Massachusetts.
Close. Rhode Island. I would have thought it would have been Alaska because of the... I'm talking about percentages now. Maybe I should have real numbers. I would have thought because Alaska, many people who go up there get very depressed because of the long winters, no sun and stuff.
Sun, yeah.
Yeah. And the state...
I guess somewhere in the cold upper northern climates. That's where I guessed.
Right. And the state with the least number of mental health problems, I find
Hawaii.
Very interesting. No.
Florida?
Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And Maryland, that area there, around Washington.
It's probably people don't admit to it there. That's what I would
think. That may be it. Here's an email from Christine, who wonders about botulism toxins. She's been using for the forehead. She calls it botulism, but it's not what it's called. What's it called? It is botulism.
Botox,
that's what it is, right. Botox is botulism toxin. I should have, figured that out. She says, I'm now concerned about putting this into my forehead 2 inches from my brain. Should I be worried? I would say, yeah.
Well, I'd be worried
about... How can that be good?
You want to make sure the person who does it knows what they're doing. And unfortunately, there are people who do this who really are not trained to do it. So if you're going to get Botox, there are side effects to Botox. You want to make sure that you understand them before you get them and that you have the person who injects be very experienced. Make sure a doctor does this.
Right. Doctors that know what the heck they're doing. 888-553-7536. Here's Frank in Hayes, Kansas, with an interesting question. Anyway, Frank, let's hear from you.
Yeah, I've got an itchy groin in my underwear area. There's no discoloring of the skin or anything like that. It's been going on for about a month.
Most likely.
And I've tried some of that Monistat 7 stuff, and it seems to help with the itching, but it comes right back.
Frank, most likely, you know, this is what we call, in the easy language, jock itch. This is most likely a fungal infection. There are a number of over-the-counter products. Go to the grocery store or to the pharmacy and look for the various sprays. The important thing is keeping that area dry. Also, getting rid of the underwear that you've been using or bleach it because you can treat it. You put back the underwear and the fungus just comes right back. This can be a challenging problem, but what I would do is bleach your underwear or get new underwear. Go to the pharmacy, get those sprays, get some of, you know, this is not a time to be on the cheap. There's two of them that are better than others. Talk to the pharmacist, get the good sprays, and keep it dry. And after doing that for a couple of weeks, if that doesn't almost get rid of it, then it's time to go to a dermatologist to make sure that you don't have some unusual immune problem or something unusual going on down there, and you need to get a specimen and look at it under the microscope or do a culture.
Got it.
Okay, thank you.
Most of this will go away on its own if you do that. It's good old-fashioned jock itch.
888. That sounds a little crude. 888, good old-fashioned jock itch. I suppose we could really be crude, and we could discuss whether you or I have ever had it.
Tinea cruris, for those of you who are a little more refined.
Yeah, okay. If you got tinea, that'd be a good way to start a conversation. Go to a party and say, hey, Fred, have you ever had tinea cruris?
But jock itch is a medical term. It's used by physicians, it's not a vulgar term. It's actually a medically acceptable term.
Jock sniffer is a vulgar term, though, right?
That is a little over the edge.
Right, okay. It's how we refer to people who are big into sports sometimes. 888. Aren't you glad I brought that up? 888-553-7536, 14 before the hour. Good day weekend, good day health with Dr. Ken.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to Geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Did you know that when skin is more even-toned, you look younger? Clinique's guiding dermatologists say it's true. Prove it yourself at Macy's with Clinique's Even Better Clinical Dark Spot Corrector. Get the power to even skin tone with results equal to a leading prescription ingredient. It just keeps getting better. It's Clinique bonus time right now at Macy's, and you'll take home $60 of Clinique's Best with your purchase of $21.50 or more. Clinique. Skin is just happier here. One gift to a client, please, while supplies last.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
888-553-7536. David's in LaGrange, Illinois, with a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, David. You are now the star.
Yes, sir. I work a swing shift. I work seven days of midnights with 2 days off, then 7 days of second shift with 2 days off, and then go to day shift, and then right back at it again. And I just can't think. I'm at work now, and I'm having a hard time talking to you. But there's a stimulant, a prescribed stimulant that's for people with swing shift. I don't know if you knew anything about it.
The drug that I recommend that I think's been tested the most and we know the most about its safety is a drug called Provigil, Modafinil, P-R-O-V as in Victor, I-G-I-L. And this is a drug that helps a lot of people who works swing shifts. It's actually used in the military for that reason. It's the astronauts often take this drug. And it's a drug I like, but it needs to be used cautiously like anything else. It is a prescription medicine, and you need to talk to a doctor who has some experience with it. It's especially helpful in narcolepsy, people who just fall asleep suddenly, obstructive sleep apnea, it has some benefits. But what you're describing has a medical term. It's called shift work disorder, SWD. You know, us doctors, we have an eponym, a name for everything. It is indicated for shift work disorder, and try it. Some people do see some real benefit from it.
All right, thank you very much, sir.
All right, you're welcome very much. 888-553, we got time for like one more quick. It's Susan in Ocala. Quick question for Dr. Ken.
Yeah, I'd like to know, what do you take for a probiotic? Isn't your vegetables and fruit a probiotic already?
Well, good question.
There are some, but in order to adequately get your gut stimulated, you need even more concentration than you can get just from natural foods, I think. Lately, I've been going to kefir and getting it there. I love the stuff, and it's very healthy. And it's a form of yogurt, but it's more intensely concentrated, and that's one source.
There you go. Helped you out. We've had various sponsors that have offered good probiotics. For those who don't get the concept,
Sustan X, I like.
Yeah, the probiotics are the antithesis of antibiotics. They're there to help you. Antibiotics are great if you're sick, but they kill everything. Kills everything. So you need the good stuff back in your body. That's what probiotics are, right?
Refertilize your gut so that the gut's immune system, where two-thirds of it is working optimally, so you're not set up for any germ or foreign body in the body.
51 After on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, we have, as you know, often conversations. We've had them today. We had them last week. There isn't a day that goes by on this program that we don't have somebody ask us about prostate health. We've been talking about supplementation, et cetera, et cetera. So joining Dr. Ken and me today is Gene Bruno, who's a professor of dietary supplement science, has degrees in nutrition and herbal medicine, spokesperson for New Vitality, which has a particular type of prostate supplement called Super Beta Prostate. Again, you've heard Ken and I talking about this a lot. Gene is here to discuss this side, if you will, of men's health, the health of your prostate. If you the men and women in the audience, I think, are both interested in this for obvious reasons, Gene, don't you think?
Oh, I think so, Dr. Ken. I think they, and if they're not, they really should be, because it's an issue that affects almost every man to some extent as he begins to age.
All right, I'll let Dr. Ken, the real Dr. Ken, please speak up.
Hey, Gene, that was Doug. Good to be with you. It's amazing how important the prostate is. Number two cause of cancer death in America. It will make sure that you don't stay up all night urinating. It'll allow you to sexually perform adequately as you age. So this is a concern for the men as well as the women in their lives. And hopefully, Gene can help us keep the prostates healthy with some of the latest information. I know that compared to the world's population, Gene, American men have a higher risk for prostate issues. Are the statistics decreasing at all?
You know, unfortunately, they are not. Aging prostate issues involving, frequent urination, weak urine stream, incomplete bladder emptying is very common for male patients, age, say, 45 to 74 approximately. This type of prostate issue appears to be related to an increase in the conversion of testosterone into another hormone called DHT, which takes place to a greater extent as men age.
How many men are going to have prostate issues, and what exactly are we talking about?
All right. Half of all men in their 50s and 80% of men in their 80s have some symptoms of this prostate issue. That's about 3 million Americans that are age 50 to 59, 2.6 million Americans age, say, 60 to 69, and 2.8 million Americans 70 to 79. Now, as men age, it is normal for some prostate growth to occur, and the prostate will play a major role in healthy urinary function. So it's not surprising that in 8 out of 10 cases, symptoms that are associated with an aging prostate include the frequent urination, urgency, leaking or dribbling, hesitant or interrupted weak urine stream. It's not only an inconvenience. It really affects quality of life. You're always having to run to the bathroom, and when you get there, it takes a while to get the flow going. And the flow is not often very strong, and it can be really bad at night, having to get up from sleep four, five, six times just to use the restroom. Clearly, you know, that's going to have a negative impact as well on intimacy.
There are a lot of prostate products on the market, and we've got about a minute and a half. What makes beta prostate different?
Well, you know, beta prostate isn't just a single ingredient. It's a product that provides beta-sitosterol, zinc, selenium, boron, a total of 11 different minerals. It's this combination that takes a multifaceted approach to promoting prostate function and healthy urinary function.
Tell us about the beta-sitosterol and how does it react within the body to promote prostate health, Gene?
All right, you know, beta-sitosterol is a natural plant sterol, and in a number of studies, it's been shown to make a really significant difference in healthy prostate function. In many of the studies, they use what's called the International Prostate Symptom Score to measure the changes in quality of life, peak urinary flow rate, and a number of other parameters of healthy prostate and urinary function. What they found was a vast improvement in the prostate symptom score. This included more complete bladder emptying, decrease in frequency of having to urinate during the day and during the night, just a better quality of life. These studies use between 60 to 180 milligrams of beta-sitosterol. In our beta prostate product, we actually use 250 milligrams to really maximize the benefits.
And what about the other ingredients in beta prostate? What do they do?
Well, you know, they address other areas of prostate health. For example, the mineral zinc is needed for healthy prostate function. In fact, human seminal fluid contains zinc secreted mainly by the prostate gland and in much higher concentrations than other areas of the body.
All right, let me, before we run out of time, tell people how they can benefit from Super Beta Prostate. If you call 800-841-6938, you'll get a free full-size bottle of Beta Prostate. 800-841-6938. You pay a little shipping and handling, that's it. Benefit from Super Beta Prostate. 800-841-6938.